Previously on Family.
I was the only one. You didn't give any choice to Pa.
Never mind, Sophia. I'll manage. Let me go now.
They say it's quite a lot of money that we should get.
Nadira, wait. I'd like to ask you something, if I may.
Go ahead.
Curiosity is etched all over Amina's face as she listens attentively to Nadira.
So then, what did he say?
He proposed.
Amina chokes on the sip of water she took.
What, Nadj?
Adil proposed to me.
As Amina continues pressing for more details, she fails to hear Nadim's footsteps in the passage. He stops abruptly when he hears Safiya's name being mentioned and listens closely to the rest of the conversation.
Wait, you telling me Safiya's Adil proposed to you? Like, what does that even mean? Is he divorcing Safs?
I don't know, Ami. I really, really hope not. Sophia has been nothing but a wonderful friend to me. The last thing I would want is to break her marriage.
So then, he wants to take you as a second wife?
Yeah, something like that.
And does Saf even know about his proposal?
I don't think so.
So what did you say?
I told him I need to think about it. It just feels wrong on so many levels to do this to Sophia. What if she thinks I stole her husband?
Well, she has no reason to think that. How is it even your fault if she couldn't keep her husband's eyes to herself? Besides, he proposed, not you. Don't base your decision on Safiya. You should base it on whether you're willing to be with Adil as a second wife.
Nadim's face turns red with fury as he listens to his wife in shock. He cannot believe how she easily encourages the destruction of his sister's marriage.
How dare she ruin my sister's life like this? What the heck is she even thinking? And that Adil.
Nadim whips out his cell phone and dials Junaid's number.
Salams?
Bro, leave whatever you're doing and meet me at Adil's house now.
What's wrong, Nadim?
Just meet me there and I'll tell you. It's serious.
Nadim cuts the call and leaves the house. It's only when Amina hears the front door shut with a loud bang that she realizes that Nadim was in the house.
Bummer. I didn't realize Nadim was still here. Do you think he heard everything, Nads?
I hope not.
Meanwhile, Farida objects when she sees Junaid rushing to meet Nadim.
Junaid, where are you going? You said you'll come with us for Zaha's checkup.
I know, Farida, but something is wrong with Sirs and Adil. Nadim wouldn't call me if it wasn't serious.
Yeah, right.
Look, Farida, you carry on with Zaha, okay? I'll quickly go see what's wrong and then meet you both at the gynae. We still have about 30 minutes before her appointment, right?
Fine. Just make sure you meet us there in time, Junaid.
Hawa sighs impatiently as she reaches Junaid's voicemail yet again. Her frustration increases when Nadim's phone is switched off. She's about to phone Safiya when she remembers her daughter's cold behavior towards her the day before. She'd rather not ask Safiya for anything anymore. She stares at her empty flower container.
I asked Nadim twice to take me for groceries and he still hasn't. I asked Farida to send me some flour, and that flour just never came.
Hawa puts on her red scarf and the most comfortable pair of shoes she possesses before asking Adam to open the door for her.
Where are you off to?
I'm going to get some stuff that I need for the kitchen.
But you can't go walking alone.
I won't go very far. There's that Bengali supermarket down the street. I saw it when we moved in, so I'll just go there and see what he has. If I sit around and wait for our sons, I'll wait forever.
Send Hamza.
Hamza won't even know what to buy properly.
Ah, that too. Okay, let me come with you.
No, I can go on my own. You stay with Hamza. I'll see you just now.
Are you sure you'll manage on your own, Hawa?
I'm not a child, Adam. Of course I'll manage.
Okay, did you take your money?
Yes, Adam. I took it from your tin.
Okay. If you need more, tell me. Go safely, okay?
Yes, I'll see you later, okay? Assalamu alaikum.
Ada closes the door and Hawa carefully makes her way down the stairs. Once outside, a smile of joy spreads across her face. It's good to be out again instead of being cooped up in her tiny apartment. The streets are busy, but Hawa manages to navigate her way through to the shop where she's delighted to see that they stock everything she needs.
Alhamdulillah. At least now I won't be so dependent on my busy sons.
Adil watches Safiya in silence as she happily prepares some delicious pancakes for breakfast. He doesn't know where he found the courage to do what he did last night, and the thought of his proposal to Nadira suddenly makes him feel remarkably guilty. He should have discussed it with Safiya first.
To Adil.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
I didn't go through all this effort just so you'll stay at the pancakes, you know. Come on. Eat up.
Adil picks up his fork and places a piece of pancake into his mouth.
Mmm, it's delicious. Thanks, Afs.
Good, it better be. Do you know what my mother said to me the other day?
No, tell me.
Ma told me that if I don't look after you properly, you'll get another wife. Can you believe it?
Oh no, what was Ma thinking?
Only Allah knows. I was so upset. Because I know that's not true.
Yeah, definitely, Safs. If I get a second wife, it would never be because there's anything wrong with you. You're perfect just the way you are.
Excuse me, Adil. I meant you'll never get a second wife, right?
Adil is fumbling for a suitable response when he's saved by the doorbell. As Safiya motions to leave her seat, Adil stops her.
I'll get it, Safs. You sit and enjoy the rest of your breakfast. You've really worked hard for it. Let me do something for a change.
Aw, that's so sweet of you. Thank you.
Hamza's eyes finally open and he makes his way to the kitchen only to find it empty. He finds his father sitting thoughtfully in his favorite recliner.
Pa? Where's Ma?
Assalamu alaikum to you too, Hamza.
Ah, sorry. Walaikum salam, Pa. Where's Ma?
She ran away from you.
Yeah, Pa.
Have you decided to go back to work with Junaid?
No, Pa. When I said I don't want to walk into my brother's shadows anymore, I really meant it.
Then what are you going to do?
I'll see if one of the banks can give me a student loan.
Horrible idea.
I don't have any other choice, Pa.
What if you do have another choice?
What's the other choice, Pa? Tell me.
Uncle Carter said we may be receiving some money from our India properties.
So? That's Pa's money, not mine.
Well, I was thinking you may use it to pay for your studies on two conditions.
What are the conditions, Pa?
You agree to pay it back once you've qualified.
Okay. And the other condition?
You study towards a more reliable degree than fine art. You can keep doing art as a hobby, but I want you to get a degree in something more lucrative.
Like what, Pa?
Anything with which it's easy for you to get a stable job. Think about something like BCom marketing. It's a nice combination of commerce and creativity. What do you think?
Sounds like an idea we want to, Pa. But is Pa sure about the money?
Yes, as long as you fulfill my two conditions.
Of course, Pa. I will. Jazakallah for giving me a chance. I'm going to apply right now.
Who'll take you? Must I phone and ask Safiya?
No. For what, Pa? I can just apply online.
Are you sure your application will be accepted if you do it online?
Obviously, Pa. These days, everything is done online.
Okay, then. Go do what you need to do, Hamza.
Thanks, Pa. Thanks a lot.
Farida and Zahra have just closed their driveway gate and are heading for the doctor's surgery when Shahid's car pulls up into their street. He parks off on the side of the road and makes his way to their car. Farida remains seated in the car and Shahid comes up to the window. She reluctantly rolls it down.
Salam, Auntie Farida.
We are on our way out.
I won't be long. I just came to drop off all of Zahra's things.
Huh? Yeah? It's the least you can do. But come back later, Shahid. She has a doctor's appointment and we're already running late.
Farida closes the window and drives off. Shahid stares at them in exasperation.
Well, if that's the game you want to play, old lady.
Nadir walks to the door, regretting how he just lost his chance of sharing his thoughts with Safiya. How was he ever going to tell her about his proposal to Nadira when she had just made it crystal clear to him that she's against the very idea of him having a second wife? He's still lost in his thoughts when he opens the door and is immediately grabbed by the collar and shoved against the wall.
Bro, careful.
Careful! Careful for what, Nadim? Was this rubbish? Careful what our sister's feeling.
Wait.
Wait for what? I already know exactly what you did, Adil. How dare you?
Bro, let him breathe a bit.
Junaid releases his hold on Adil ever so slightly.
So, Adil, when exactly were you planning on telling us you're getting a second wife?
Adam switches on the kettle, but struggles to find the tea bags. It's been quite some time since Hawa left, and she should have returned by now.
I hope she's okay.
He debates as to whether he should give her some time, or whether he should go out and look for her immediately. He goes to Hamza's room.
Your Ma is still not back.
Ma is really making up for all the days she didn't go shopping, isn't it, Pa?
I'm worried about her.
For what? Ma's out in broad daylight, so nothing major can happen, Pa. Besides, you said Ma's is going to the shops around the corner here somewhere, isn't it, Pa?
That's why I'm worried. It shouldn't be taking her so long.
Ah, relax, Pa. I think Pa's worrying for nothing. Ma's fine like always. She might have bumped into some relative or the other and is too busy making panchaat and not taking note of the time, Pa.
Adam is not convinced.
I'm going to look for her.
If you really want to go, then go. But I still think it's unnecessary, Pa.
I'll see you later. Keep everything locked up here.
Okay, Pa. But please try to be back soon. I'm leaving to meet my friends in the next hour, and I can't be late.
Adam nods and leaves the apartment in search of Hawa, hoping his fears are unfounded and Hamza is right about his mother. He spends 30 minutes checking the shops in their streets to no avail and begins panicking when he still hasn't found her.
Ya Allah. Where is she? What happened to her?
Adam continues in desperate search, but will he find his wife? All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Family, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Lots of drama unfolding today in our drama series titled Family, Mala Yusuf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, so we see today a lot of drastic changes taking place. Adil has proposed to Nadira. Safiya is totally unaware of it. And on the other side, Nadira is confiding within Amina. And the question we need to ask ourselves is that what kind of role is Amina playing in this whole scenario? Her influence. How will this impact on the marriage of Adil and Safiya? And ultimately, how will her comments and remarks, as you heard earlier on, will have an impact on Nadira's decision moving into this relationship? So a lot of things unfolding in our drama series today, Manara.
Gee, very interesting the way you put it forward there. Of course, we'll have to wait to see, you know, as the episodes unfold, exactly, you know, the answers to the question you asked, what will happen, what the impact, what effect it will have. But I think if I can extract one lesson from today, from my side, I would say that, you know, if we in Amina's shoes, you know, one is to confide in our friends and, of course, be there, be the shoulder to cry on for one's friends and things like that. But it's not necessary to get involved into every discussion that involves our family, our extended family as well. Sometimes we have this habit, you know, if our family is involved in it, if it's something throughout our family, all of a sudden it's like a juicy steak, you know, we have to hear about it, we have to get involved, we have to pass a comment. And sometimes we might think that we're assisting, but maybe we're causing more problems. Especially, if this is with regard to anyone, but especially when it comes to family, Mulan, I think we should be very careful as to what the issues we get ourselves involved in. So this is, it's very interesting. We should keep this in mind. We all want to be lifesavers, but sometimes maybe it's better just to stay out because we don't know what can happen. But we'll see as the episodes continue what will unfold.
And also, Mulan Yusuf, Amina has got nothing to lose at the moment because her home is safe. She's got everything going for her. And that is also an important point to keep in mind, that when you are advising somebody, put yourself in their shoes first and then think, how will it unfold? From her perspective, she goes back home, she's got a nice family, a nice setup, she's not losing anything. If there's anybody that's going to be impacted by all this, it's Adil and Safiya. And essentially, that's where the influence will come about.
Gee, that is true, Mulana Habib. Very beautifully explained. There, may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Yes, that is episode 8 of the drama series Family here on Radio Islam International. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.